everyone. Welcome to the Hillbilly Day Spa. Oh, just kidding. We're here at the Roseanne After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tune in as we cover episode 3 right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, those sweet sounds. I know. Those sweet harmonica sounds, right?
I have goosebumps.
Right? Michael, hooking it up this week. I know last week we kicked it off with the AC/DC Whole Lotta Rosie, like what ABC had been promoting with. So, like, it was cute, but
it's time to get down to the basics.
This is what we want to hear.
Classic.
What we want to hear. Yes, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Roseanne After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We are excited to be covering episode 3 of this fabulous season 10 reboot. We are in the second week, but as you know, we got hit with a double hitter last week, so we are covering episode 3. Very excited to jump into it. I'm your host, Blake V. We have a very exciting, fuller panel this week with our girl Jen joining us. Let us know who you are, everyone.
Hey, guys. I'm Jen Leone. How are you? I'm so excited. Talk to us in the chat. We want to hear you. Love talking Roseanne.
All the interaction. Love it.
Yeah. And I'm Michael Shirley. I'm glad to be back again this week for arguably my favorite television show in American history.
Really?
Absolutely.
Though. Yeah. We're not kidding when we say that. This is we are super fans. Mm-hmm. We are like so thrilled to be here.
I'm just so happy it's happening.
Yes.
Like it's kind of surreal.
Yes.
But I mean, watching it, actually, I watched all 3 today, and I'm just like, finally, you just wanted it to happen so bad, and we all manifested together.
We did! It only took a couple decades.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Right?
It's cool, but it happened. So, Jen, you're going to be with us on this panel forever.
Forever. All nine episodes.
She was missing at the beginning when Michael and I kind of just got into our, like, gut feelings of just jumping into this. So now I just want to hear from you, Jen. Like, we were so excited to just talk about stuff last week and just hear the theme song and do all the stuff. So what is your just kind of like initial feeling of watching all 3 episodes, jumping back into this new reboot?
It was really surreal, to be honest, because but I'm so glad that they did it so well. So they opened up with the couch and, you know, it's immediately I was like, okay, don't blow it. Let's hope that this is really, you know, doing the show justice, because it really was a show that was iconic, and it talked about things that no one really talked about. And Roseanne always had this way of putting in humor in everything that was going on at the moment. And what better time to bring back a show in this time? And we all know she has all of her opinions.
Oh, she does.
And, you indeed. Know, I love following her and hearing everything she has to say, whether you agree with it or not. It's just always such a great perspective. And I clearly am seeing that she's putting it into a show, and I love the roles that they put the kids in. And Jackie, when Jackie came out, that was really it for me. But of course, the way that they handled Dan in that situation,
yeah,
I mean, it's brilliant because they didn't drag it out. It's just, oh, you're not dead, cool. Why is everyone saying I'm dead?
Done. Yeah,
it's done.
It is what it is,
and you move on. And I really think that they're doing such a great job, and it's funny. It's funny. I love it. I'm happy.
Yes. Okay. I feel like that's similarly to how Michael said last week, right?
Yeah. I believe I said that exact word for word.
Word for word.
And just to be clear, I didn't watch. I'm sorry, guys. I was in New York. I was busy, but like, I will check it out.
Jen was on the plane, like writing down Michael's speech word for word, like memorizing it before she got here. This is how I feel.
You know, when I saw your Louie, I knew that we'd be best friends. Yeah.
Right.
Similar fashion taste.
Mm-hmm. Yes. See, we're brought together on this panel for more reasons than one. Yeah. I love it. So tonight's episode, Roseanne Gets the Chair. Let's jump right into some of the stuff that we covered. You know, we're in episode 3 here, really seeing some of the similarities of what the themes are going to be throughout the season, I'm sure. The biggest, of course, being parenting. We are seeing the very same kind of parenting, you know, journey that
it's
Roseanne and Dan
now,
went through,
though.
But well,
yeah,
exactly, because it's through Darlene. So it's like everything that we maybe would have gone through back in original Roseanne territory is totally flipped on its head now with Darlene, which is fascinating.
I think when we saw Roseanne holding her, Harris, Darlene's daughter in the sink, I think we were all thinking, oh, yeah, that's so Roseanne. But then we're all thinking, whoa. Like, parenting is so much different now than it was, like things like spanking. Like there's so many things
like
that just
said.
Are different, you know. I did really appreciate that ongoing thing about, oh, there's no books. Well, there's a library. What?
It's a library.
A library.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a big part of the show because it is a family show. And we're seeing that Harris is just very much cut from the same cloth as her mama.
Full circle right through Chicago.
I know.
When she said that bus ticket, I'm like, wow. Okay. And this is how it's going to go.
Yeah. So let's jump right into that, actually, because through Darlene's parenting, we're seeing all the struggles she's going through with Harris and Mark. Last week, we really dealt with some heavy Mark material with him going to school and the clothing and the knife and all of that. It was like really kind of hitting you over the head right off the bat.
It was a lot compared to this episode. This episode was a lot more shallow, lot more just... getting to know, I think, Harris.
For sure.
Was like our Harris episode.
Yeah.
We didn't even see Mark. We heard them talk about him several times.
Right.
But
I'm a fan of Shameless.
Yes.
So, you know, she's on Shameless and another Chicago show. And watching her, I was like, you know, wondering how it was going to go, what the dynamics were. When I saw her in the previews, I'm like, oh, you know, how is this going to go?
Yeah.
Because she's such a different character on Shameless.
Doesn't she
Debbie,
look
yeah.
so much like Darlene?
Yeah.
Like, it's
okay.
crazy.
Okay, this is so funny to me. Tell me your thoughts, anyone. Okay, in the face and the coloring and just kind of like the overall scope, she reminds me so much of Darlene.
I was like, I don't see David anywhere.
David. Speaking of David, Darlene is so petite, and like Harris is a big girl.
Yeah.
So like,
I think she gets it from her grandma.
David's also and also tall. Like David is not tall. Like David and Darlene were like relatively.
Yeah.
A petite couple?
They were a petite couple.
Shall we say?
Yeah.
So, like, Harris is, like, she's a big girl for petite parents.
Yeah.
Seeing those Connor genes.
Dan.
Yeah.
We'll say Dan. That's what it is.
It's really in the smile, too, when they were, like, and also scowling. Like, it's the same face, the same mouth, which is interesting because clearly they're not related. But I think they did a great job casting.
Great casting.
And we finally are seeing someone that's going to have to live with Roseanne that might test her a lot more. Like, Roseanne has been tested many times, but she always comes out on top. But she's got to live with Harris, and she's got to love Harris. So I think it's going to be really...
And she's got to deal with the bad knee through it all.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be really interesting to see if Roseanne changes or if Harris changes.
The battle. And the battle begins. So we see kind of the biggest issue with Harris... First is the stealing situation. She goes to the mall with some of her friends and comes back with clothes to sell on the Betsy, as Roseanne refers to it. And they immediately find that she's stealing, essentially, one of her items has a security tag still stuck on it, which is not typical of your average vintage store.
It could have been worse because it was her stupid friends who stole it and gave it to her to sell on Etsy, which I'm sure they're just going to split the money.
Supposedly.
So allegedly. Yeah,
allegedly.
Well, she was like, God, they didn't even take
Michael
this off.
Michael was a good kid. We learned something about him right now.
I think the way her just natural reaction to, oh, they didn't take it off. They're so stupid. It's like, I believed it was her friends.
It's a lot of Darlene. So it's cool to see it full circle. And, you know, I don't think that... So Roseanne has always been in control. She's Mama Bear. She's the head of the household. Now things are different. So where are these lines of parenting and what's happening with Harris? And this is something very serious that I don't... Darlene's never done that. They didn't do that back then.
Yeah, Roseanne versus Generation Z versus the millennial.
Yeah, and what's important... Yeah. Like, they're like, I'm getting money and I'm getting out. You know, back then, the kids didn't have an option. They're just stuck in that house.
There was no internet. There was no Etsy. There was no nothing.
Chicago is the biggest motivation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And like a concert, like the rock concert
that you would go to.
Exactly. So, yeah, the motives, the means to get there are completely different now. So, yeah, that's a very interesting aspect of, like, what is available to Harris now and what she's capable of. I mean, this is like a whole new strange world, like technology and social media and passwords into these things, you know, which we see.
That was Dan's flip phone.
Can we just remember
that my dad has that same model,
which I'm glad you said, because the first thing when I saw him take out that flip phone, I was like, how?
Where did they find that?
Where is that even available?
It's actually really expensive. I looked into it. I really did. I was like so fed up with the smartphone. I'm like, I'm looking into it, and oh no, that's really expensive.
Why is it? Because they're so vintage. You have to you have to like go back in time to get.
Yeah, it's like trendy.
I don't know how my dad got his.
Of course it is. Oh my gosh.
Did you see what someone said? Miss MKT, Mark is the dad to Darlene's kids. Remember the writing of the show Switch, the girls' hubbies. So remember, Darlene was actually with Mark and Becky was with David.
We've talked about this a little bit.
Okay.
But I think they're retconning that because we do see. I don't know if you guys saw, but there's a commercial where we're seeing David and Darlene talking up in the room, and she's like, or he says, oh, nothing's ever changed. And he goes, she's like, it's called poverty. And they said that Becky's husband died, and we know that David is not dead. So I think that is not the case.
Yeah,
because
we are still trying to figure it out.
And the final episode that we were left with at the very end of the series years ago was that things were switched and stuff. But that was in the weird dream world where Dan was dead and
Jackie was a lesbian. Jackie She's not a lesbian now. She's still talking about men and her dilly bars. And
okay.
Oh my God, so good. I'm so impressed with the writing. I'm just like loving all these jokes.
And they're
landing so hard for me. It's great.
They clearly didn't win the lottery. No,
exactly. We talked about that. Yeah. That bums me out.
Yeah. You really wanted it to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Would have been a lot more fun. But if they had won the lottery, Roseanne would not be an Uber driver. So this is fodder here. Uber driving.
I really, like, when they, that was one of the one twists that I was really okay with when they said that. The two husbands had been switched, because I was like, that makes so much sense. Like,
it really did.
I never would have thought about it watching the series, but once that idea was put into my head, I was like, well, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. Becky's so, like, kind of like goony, you know? Like, she's just such like a goober, you know? Yeah, yeah. And Mark was such a, like, a bad boy. Like,
it's cool.
Like, and Darlene was a bad girl, and David was kind of goony, and you like that word?
I love it.
Goony. Use it up.
No, I wish they would have stuck with some of it.
Well, and interesting, to see where Roseanne's mind was when she was, like, coming together with the writing team of crafting this whole alternative world that it ended on back when, because that's what she was thinking at the time, you know? Yep. Like, all these people are not how we've had them. Let's put this alternative reality out.
That was going to go down as, like, one of the craziest finales for a long-running show ever.
Oh, sure. And it absolutely
was. It's kind of hard to resist something like that when no one was doing anything like that at the time. Yeah. Now we get things where, oh, it's all been turned on its head, but back in the 90s, things weren't, like, super, you weren't really uncovering mysteries.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. This was completely changed everything.
Ahead of its time.
So ahead of its time. So, yeah. So kind of just to put a bow on Harris's, you know, just growing up, her struggles that she's going through, is we see how much she hates Lanford and she wants to go back to Chicago, just as we see, well, as Darlene did back in the day. So that's kind of like the big, I think, kind of the interesting story arc of this episode, and it's going to continue to be through the season, I'm sure, is just like the matriarchal line from Roseanne to Darlene to Harris, and just like the cycles of just everything repeating.
Do you think we might, well, I know we found out this week we're going to get two more seasons, so you think maybe we'll see Harris with the baby?
Teenage pregnancy. Scandal.
I think there's like no way we could stay away from that, right?
Right?
She's already getting in with the crazy kids.
That is a fabulous prediction.
Well, to play devil's advocate, kids are not having children now that young anymore.
That's that big thing. I thought that was the new trend with Kylie Jenner and all the, like all these girls like, I want a baby.
Maybe now with Kylie Jenner. A year ago it wasn't, but she's changed it now.
Okay, all right.
Statistics are different.
just because of Kylie Jenner. Just like Snapchat. Everyone stops it. Okay, Kylie Jenner says yes, we're doing it.
Yep. Wow, what a world. What a world, guys.
I hope they address it. I hope they talk about it.
But that's a fascinating
prediction.
I can't see it not going that way.
Well, and especially because that was the big issue in original Roseanne was like Becky and Darlene and the birth control for each of them and trying to avoid the pregnancy. I mean, that was a major storyline for many, many, many seasons.
Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know. So, I just think they picked a 15-year-old maybe for a reason.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, they are going with the timeline, kind of. Is she really old enough?
Okay, well, so she's a freshman in high school. So yeah. She's 14, 15?
It ended in 98, right? Or was it 97? I forget.
I believe seven.
I
think you're right.
If we go that way,
I think 97.
She still would be older than that. She would actually be probably about 22, right?
In terms of...
If it was just following, like, when the show ended,
okay,
how old she would be today.
Oh, now. Oh,
so,
okay,
I'm
okay,
saying
okay.
They chose
true
to make
timeline.
Her
got you.
A 15-year-old for
how
a reason.
How chronological are we? Yeah. Okay, got you. Yeah.
So, it ended May 20th, 1997.
1997, yes. Okay. So, you're right. So, she would be 21 or something.
That age for a reason, I think.
Okay, that's an interesting, very interesting tidbit, Michael.
Oh,
I like
wow.
It.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. The conspiracy theories.
I'm just sitting around with my Roseanne DVDs.
Oh, my God, I love it. Yeah, so that could very well be. Ooh, and that'll play into our predictions, too, because, yeah, I mean, you're right. They chose everything to be at the time that it is because that is not chronological. You're so right. That never dawned on me until this moment right now.
Didn't even think about
fabulous.
It.
Fabulous.
You heard it here first after Buzzer.
Michael gets all the cred. That was fantastic. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so everyone out there, tell us what you think about that. Tell us what you think about that while we tell you about Maria Menounos' podcast here at AfterBuzz TV. Do you want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those of you that do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our own AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be your big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, and be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that we sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition, check it out. Now back to the show.
Yes.
Cool. So, kind of the biggest other storyline, which, again, is really, I'm sure, going to be prevalent in every episode, is Dan and Roseanne are aging. They're aging.
Yeah.
And what we experienced today was the easy climb. The easy climb chair that Dan installed.
I feel like they're hamming it up. They're not that old.
They're not. But it's good. It's good material.
Great content.
Right?
Love it. And just, you know, Roseanne was so fiery back in the day. She would chase after the kids and she was that mom. And she can't do that anymore with her knees. So she's like, I'm coming, Harris, I'm gonna get you
in 3 or 4 minutes.
Yep. And then she runs down and, you know, it's funny. I love it.
I'm hoping that chair is going to stay there for, like, the rest of the whole show. Just like, well, and we'll see it used for all different kinds of weird reasons.
And how many times have you seen a chair like that in a comedic moment? Like, a chair like that is funny. It's just funny no matter what you're doing with it. I get flashes of, like, the movie Superstar with Molly Shannon.
Same.
And the mom had the chair that would go up and, like, hilarious, you know?
So I really like the fact that he test drove the chair with a bag of rock salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, it's really holding up.
He's like, really rivaled Roseanne.
This is about equivalent to Roseanne. So should be good. Should be good enough.
Oh, Dan.
You know, he does what he can. He does what he can.
He does.
And he really is just, like, there in the best ways in these episodes. They have him with these lovely zingers, as always, like, supportive and hanging out. It was adorable them sleeping on the couch today, and he snored and woke her, like, just woke her up. And it was such a simple moment, but, like, of course that's what they would be doing now.
Wheel of Fortune through Kimmel.
Right? Slept right through it. But it's so endearing and wonderful and... You know, things could have gone a lot of ways. Like, he could have been dead. They could have been divorced. They could have, you know, just
never.
All kinds of, all kinds of things.
We would not watch.
We would boycott.
We would be on Dan's side, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right? Right? Aw. But truly, like, you know, just for what it is and just having them be together in this nostalgic way that we all want as fans is so adorable. Like, I can't get enough of these moments. I just loved it so much.
I love how Becky just doesn't seem like she has changed, like, one bit, like, at all.
Yeah, despite age, despite marriage, like, despite all these life
Darlene
things.
Just seems so different, and Becky is just, like, looks the same and acts the same. It's just uncanny.
And
just,
like, running around complaining at people.
Right? The blood on her, like, flamenco dress or whatever.
Her flamenco waitress dress. Yeah, what was it? Bottomless margaritas and a dart
game.
Contest?
Dart contest, yeah.
That sounds like a Becky and a Mark kind of thing.
Sounds like where I'm hanging out on a Friday night.
I'll hang out with you.
Yeah. Come on down, girl. Come on down. We'll get the washing machine ready.
It was funny how I was expecting the audience to laugh at this point when they're like, I just had to put all my clean clothes on the dirty washing machine, so now I have to wash them again because, like, their washing machine that they use to clean things
in
is
their
just
own house.
So dirty.
Yeah.
That they have to wash it again.
It makes me think of an episode back when where Jackie was going to get a washer and dryer, and Roseanne was like, oh, you're going to get a washer and dryer from someone else who put their strange, dirty clothes in there? And it was, like, such a big deal to, like, have, like, a strange washing machine situation. So here we are again, except it's her own washing machine on top. It's too dirty.
At least they have a new fridge.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that is true.
Thank God.
It's good to see that Roseanne has the same, you know, quirks and values. And
truly, truly. And cleanliness factors.
Yeah.
I'm just dying to see what the clean spot looks like under the couch now. Those floors look even worse.
Right. They've recarpeted.
And I've been noticing, maybe it's just the camera quality is higher for the way that they shoot this. I noticed, like, all these, like, chunks out of the wall and, like, cracks in the wall that are, like, painted over, which I never noticed in the original show, like, the walls being kind of, like... janky.
It's all the years of spackle and Dan getting in there, some elbow grease.
But you notice just like big hunks out of the wall, but they're like been painted over.
Or I keep noticing like an outlet that has no cover on it behind the couch.
I haven't seen that yet. Yeah,
You could just throw a cover on it. Like, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, like in the, I think it was the second episode with the vacuum cleaner. She's like, yeah, everything was settled.
Yes.
Really good.
Yeah. And now you just burned it smells.
Oh, Roseanne.
I know, right? Well, you know, it's that, it's all that Roseanne history, all that house history. It's a lot going on.
You guys aren't moms, are you?
No.
Do you think if you were moms, you would be like, everything has to be clean, or would you be like, it'll make their immune systems higher by being around all the dirt?
About a high immune system.
Okay.
It'll be the level that it needs to be. I'm not a super clean freak, though. I mean, of course I like to be clean and just being my own person. I try to be as clean as possible. But when you got other people to deal with, for me, it's, like, too stressful.
That's
like,
a lot.
It's a lot,
it's
to,
a
deal
lot
with.
To deal with. I'm actually a weird germ freak. Mm. I won't say it out loud. I won't express it. If I see something, I'm not going to say it. But I will go wash my hands.
You're dying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hotel rooms, you know, there's certain things to me, I'm just, but I couldn't imagine having kids. I think if I did, it's just like, whatever.
You let some things slip.
Oh, probably. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to. You'd go crazy.
Oh, for sure. Or, like, maybe you have, like, your sanctuary space of wherever that is. Like, maybe it's, like, your bathroom or, like, your closet or, like, some little piece for you to keep clean or do whatever. But it's, like, everywhere else in the house that is communal. How on earth could you possibly?
I'm like that with my couch.
Know? Right?
I'm like, people sit.
You want to eat food? Go sit on that.
Yeah.
Well, I have a blanket down, and you know,
your good place.
Your sacred space.
Oh, okay.
It's flipped. It's okay. Flipped.
Yeah, I mean, it's clean. It's just I'm crazy. I'm just a crazy person. You know, and I own it. It's fine.
It's fine. Hey, you know, gotta do you in this life. Live your best life. Because Roseanne does.
Yeah,
like
she
we
does.
Should all. Oh, I put a note here because this was special. I just really loved the Wayne Newton reference, too.
Yeah, I hope they go to Vegas.
Wouldn't that be just so magical if they did?
And he's still alive, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, they got to put him on.
That would be like a great cameo because he did it before, so.
It would be wonderful.
Yeah. No, that has to happen. It's happening. I've already decided.
It is determined. It is determined. Well, we were talking about this last week, too, where I am all about the Halloween episode, and we were like, there's God, right?
No, I record them right before Halloween, and I have to watch them all.
Like, they're iconic.
They're so good.
They're so good. So I was like, there's got to be.
Thanksgiving episodes are really good.
They always
like,
drop bombs.
I would say that they're funnier than. I mean, the Halloween ones are just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But the Thanksgiving brings the drama.
Oh, every always year. Drama.
I love those, probably more. Yeah. But yeah, I think that there might be some specials. I don't see how they could deprive us from.
Yeah, because there seemed to be talk that there was no Halloween episode this.
Mm.
But I am having trouble with that.
Like, we're going to get an episode in October, we're going to get an episode in November, and we're going to get an episode in December.
I would love that. We're going to tweet Roseanne and harass her. Right, like, can you make this happen?
Right.
You know they've thought about this, for sure.
I hope. I really hope.
Big benchmark in each season.
Every single season.
Yeah,
I mean,
they have to.
It's a consistent thing.
It's like Thanksgiving 94, Thanksgiving 95. Like, it's very consistent.
Yes.
Christmas isn't quite as... It's all about Thanksgiving and Halloween, I guess.
Yeah, it was.
Definitely. Yeah, so we'll have to see. More, maybe they're going to sneak something on us when we're least expecting. I feel like they have to.
They did talk about Easter in, I think it was the first episode, where she's eating the peeps.
Oh, right.
So I'm like, okay, you know, they're being on point with the timing.
And they just... Well,
maybe season 2 will drop at the end of October.
Yeah.
You never know.
See, you just don't have all the solutions.
I mean, they're professionals.
I'm just really wanting to believe all of my theories, so I'm trying to make up stuff.
I'm loving all of them. These people are professionals. They know what they're doing. Yeah. They're living it. Just, you know, we're picking up what they're putting down, but it's like they know what they're doing. So they've got to know that those are the crowd pleasers,
mm-hmm.
the Halloween episodes, these sort of like major milestones, the celebrity cameos, the old character cameos.
Clooney. Oh, you guys remember Sharon Stone?
She's
like, I'll fight your dog.
Yes, the trailer trash welcome wagon.
I love that.
Welcome.
It's a good one.
She's fabulous. Yeah. You just can't beat all this stuff.
They haven't disappointed yet.
No.
So I have full faith.
Yes. I completely agree. So those were kind of the main, like, hubs of this episode tonight. Did you guys have any other, like, highlights or thoughts or anything that you thought was extra special for tonight's episode?
I'm still on cloud nine. Like, I have to watch them, like, 2 or 3 times again just because I need to, like, let it soak in more. I'm just more so of just excited that this is happening. And, yeah, so I'm just nerding out.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Like, I think we're all definitely on that, like, nostalgia cloud right now.
Yeah.
Maybe we were just spoiled from last week because we got, like, every character last week and we didn't get that this week, so... When the episode was over, I was like, that was really short. It felt like it was super short, but I guess that's just because we watched an hour. But I want more Jackie.
Jackie is great this season.
Jackie.
First of all, her character is a gem. Second of all, she's just, like, delivering these lines amazingly. Like, they're just right. She's just, like, that best kind of, you know, the best person and the best actress for Jackie and just like her whole evolution and just how she is now is just, oh God.
I like it when they go out into the world too. Like when you see them outside the house, like at the lunchbox or at the Lobo. Like I want to see them going to one of their famous spots.
Yeah. Or like the hairdressing place, like any of that.
Yeah, just ready for them to get out of the house.
Yeah.
That's it for me. Really my only complaint.
No, and that's a good thing to bring up too, because you're right. 3 episodes in, we're only in the house. We keep dealing kind of with these two main issues now, the parenting through Darlene and then, you know, the issues with the kids.
We did get to see Becky's restaurant last week.
We did. That was it.
Oh jeez. Poor Becky. I really thought Becky would do better because she had the grades.
Oh, she's
Mark
one
brought
of those,
her
like,
down.
She's like one of those people that have book smarts but no common sense.
Yeah, that's very true.
If there's a bad decision to make, Becky will pick.
Poor Becky. Poor Becky in that flamenco dress.
Well, I mean, they always say Becky does exactly the opposite of what we want her to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why they haven't figured out to just start pushing her into the wrong direction.
Wouldn't that be funny if it's just been a case of mistaken, like, reverse psychology all these years?
Oh my gosh, that would be great. Can
we
that
actually
be an episode?
Wanted you to stay here.
All they needed was just to, like, drive her down to the ground and she would be golden right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, missed opportunities. Poor Becky. So, we've kind of seen more of the same for 3 episodes. And it's interesting. I mean, they're hitting these important, you know, topics and stuff. But I totally agree. I'm thinking maybe next week is the week to venture outward, you know, see some sort of expansion of the topics. How did we leave things with the surrogacy? With Sarah Chalk's character and what she was going to do? Are they still working on that?
I was just actually going to bring that up.
Yeah.
I really like the line. I know you guys covered it last week, but I just thought the line with is that how it works? Like when they have sex? Like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that was great.
Your husband.
The husband.
And her. And Becky.
I think it just was left unsaid and probably will bring up later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't, there wasn't a definitive yes or no. They must be still be working on it.
They're keeping Sarah Chalk around for the whole season.
They
so
have to.
I don't see how. I mean, maybe something will happen. Like, Becky will be like, I'm not giving it back to you or something like that. But I think she's definitely going to get pregnant.
Oh, that would be so interesting.
And whether they should sell the baby or not.
Right. Well, because Rosanna Dan said that, too.
Yeah.
They were like, you know how we would treat this. If that baby was brought into this earth, we would fight to keep it and love it. And raise it till it had a baby of its own or something.
Yeah.
Against whatever. Or against our will. Anyway. Yeah. So they already have these thoughts. Like, there's no way you're going to have, like, your own, like, blood, biological child and then give it away to someone else. They already showed.
Yeah.
Showed their cards on that one. They're not
I'm
down.
Just, my head's just all in predictions. I'm, like, thinking of, like, Jackie and Roseanne running.
Okay, hold on,
baby.
Hold on. Okay. Oh, my God. My mind is, like, it's about to be blown. Okay, so we're going to go there right now. I think we need to spend the rest of our show on predictions and comments.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Yeah. Because this is major. So we need to spend some ample time on this. Okay, hit us, Michael.
Oh, I love when Roseanne and Jackie are in a car. So I want to see her, like, trying to talk Jackie into doing Uber, or, like, Roseanne's like, oh, I have to go do something for Becky. Like, will you be my Uber driver for the day? And, like, her do it wrong. Like, I want to see them go to the lunchbox, and I want to see, like Mexican people running it, because they said that they're going to be talking a lot this season about how the fact that the community... I always thought Lanford was, like, a fictional community, but apparently there's a community or a community in the same location.
That it's based on.
And they said it's all, like, 60-something percent Mexican, and only, like, 20% white now, whereas it used to be, like, a all-white city. And I think we're going to see problems with Dan and his construction business losing out to maybe some lower bids by some...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they said they're going to get into how the culture has changed in that part of Illinois, so I'm really looking forward to that. They've been teasing some stuff with David, and they've been talking about opioid addiction, and from what I see in these previews, I think I know who's on it. I really just...
So tell us who's on it.
I think David is out of the picture, because he's probably on heroin or some sort of...
something. Drugs. Some substance.
Some sort of opiate. Yeah, because it's going to...
That's interesting.
Because I watched several of the... the interviews. Sarah, it was really weird watching Sarah Chalk on The View.
How did that go?
It went well. That's their network. That's the ABC network. So it was just kind of weird, you know, because you know that's like their competition. But and the lunchbox. I think it's not loose meat. I think it's tacos, and I want to see that because we saw in the opening we saw they're all eating Mexican food.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably part of when they're going to be talking about how everything is different racially. I think we're just going to see a lot more about.
And Becky appears to be working at a Mexican restaurant for. Simply like the uniform and the decor of what we saw. Like, we don't know this, but it seems to be.
Totally.
The lunchbox and the lobo are big on my things I'm predicting are coming soon.
I would love to see Clooney. And
I'm
100% sorry. With you.
I just think that you should come
fabulous.
I think everyone should come back.
Yeah.
I think Crystal, I want to see Crystal and her son and everyone. Is her ex-husband or her husband who died still in the bridge? Remember
that is Sonny. Such a great episode. Sonny.
Yeah, just,
I want them to bring up the episodes, but also you know incorporate
little
that
things.
Little things and just undertones. I know there was a line. There was a line in this episode that brought out something, and I don't think people caught on. It was very undertone. I'm going to have to go back, and I'll bring it up next week. But no one laughed at it in the live audience, and I'm like, that was something from, like, way back when. Let's, like, you know, just little things.
It?
I'm going to have to look back. Okay. I was just too much. Too much.
I know. It's overwhelming. It is.
So I just... I feel that there needs to be that, and also, get out of the house. Maybe stop at Walmart too. You know, how they have such low prices.
Like Forever 21. That'd be funny. Big Rosanna and Jackie and something like that.
Well, the problem was always they didn't have money, and how are they going to buy, you know, paper towels? Well, guess what? You could get that stuff now for $1.
Yeah.
So what is it now that they're going to be struggling with?
Truly, and they spent so much time at the mall back in the day. I mean, the girls were going to the mall. Roseanne was at Rodbell's, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, this whole kind of lifestyle of, like, the mall being where you go for life and hitting up all these stores and, you know, everything. I mean, that was, like, a major portion of the show.
Maybe we hit on that with the whole Betsy.
Yeah. .com.
Betsy.
I mean, it's definitely a new dynamic, and it's funny because it's like, how do you portray that? It's not, like, a physical... place, you know, building that you can go shopping at or something. So it's really kind of like a nebulous thing you talk about, like the Betsy. She's selling it on the Betsy. But, you know, we did see it for a second where she's like, I'm meeting some friends I don't know at the mall, Harris, tonight. So maybe they will have some outings to the mall because arguably Rodbell's is probably some different department store now. Mm. Arguably, you know, they probably do have a Forever 21 or something like it, or the mall, the Super Walmart is connected into the same parking lot, or, you know? So, seeing those aspects that were so tied in previously makes so much sense now and would be like just everything that they had before could be written now to just be so entertaining and hilarious. Like there's like the possibilities are endless.
Absolutely.
And it seems to be working too. Like the writing is good.
And also the chemistry is great.
Yeah.
You know, they picked up basically where they left off. And the kids, I feel like, really mesh well. And I want to see DJ and what his life is.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't gotten, like, any of DJ.
Yeah, no DJ yet.
Yeah.
I found out some stuff, though. The daughter, his daughter, her name is Mary in the show. She is the daughter of DJ and the little girl who he refused to kiss in the play.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
I just got chills.
What a full circle amazing thing.
I love that.
We're
going to
see a lot
so
more of that stuff, I think. And now that they have...
That's amazing. Yeah. I guess everyone.
This kind of can go into our news bit, too.
Yes.
But they have renewed the show.
We have some exciting, exciting and interesting tidbits.
They've renewed the show for two more seasons. And I just, were like, we right
fall
last,
off my chair with that.
Were we right last week about who Roseanne was going to get a call from?
Who said it? Who said it here on this after show panel? I mean, we were talking about it here. We were talking about it right here.
I love that. So we found out that...
Like 2 days later, Michael texted me with the article, and I was like,
well,
oh,
the
my
next
God,
day, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted at her.
Yes.
And then the next day, President Trump called her and wished her congratulations.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. How about that? Interesting, mm-hmm. huh?
We've got Very our pulse on the... On the beat of America.
The political climate of this show. Yeah. And, you know, this is definitely going to be a huge talking point for us here is Roseanne's political outreach and activism and just, like, voice in her show and in this country. I mean, she is a very... she's a very political figure, and she's a very, like, dynamic figure, and whether you agree with her or not, I mean, I'm sure that we, even on this panel, have lots of varying opinions of, like, what she may or may not think, but regardless, what she's putting out and what she's showing to us is fascinating and entertaining, and even on the level of just, like, seeing how our country now incorporates, very much a media aspect into every level of its running. I mean, we have a former reality TV star as our current president of our country. So it's very interesting now that someone like Roseanne, who has an interest and a past and a passion in politics, this might not be far from her, guys, going forward.
Roseanne for president.
I don't think we're going to see Roseanne as a president, but I would not be shocked at all if we find out she's the new governor of Hawaii or mayor of Honolulu.
That. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I could see that, like, no doubt. Yeah. I don't know about president. I think she's probably a little too out there, a little too...
Our current president doesn't have his moments.
I think the money, she wouldn't spend her money on a campaign the way he would.
Right.
Well, she would want everyone else to put up the money, whereas he would do it himself.
Fair enough.
You know, and I think she'd get it, though.
Yeah.
Like, she'd get the money.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's interesting. It's an interesting thing to think about and talk about. I mean, regardless of if we really would see her, the fact that she could now really run in a realistic way.
Mm-hmm. She's got way better of a chance than that Stone Cold Steve Austin or whatever.
Oh, geez.
You know, like, I would think, you know, I mean, and he is still doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good point.
I don't know. Yeah, I think the one thing we all can take away from this, even though we agree with certain family members or not, the most important thing is to talk about what you think, why. Don't let that, like, hold you and your family apart.
Yeah.
Like, just agree that you can't disagree. I mean, just
agree to disagree.
Yeah,
Jackie had an altar. She was dead to her.
Really, really loved
so
her.
Really dead. Yeah.
Yeah. And all the nice things she said at her funeral.
It was so good. That was probably my favorite part.
Oh,
of the
it's so good.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Well, episode 3 was a hit. We're fans. The writing's great. We'll be back next week. And you better be, too. Because you guys didn't have any additional thoughts? I'm on board with all of this. I agree with all of this. They like it.
Oh,
here's nosy an interesting neighbor. Comment. Yeah, nosy neighbor. Mm. Joseph Boza wished Roseanne had a nosy neighbor this season. That would be interesting.
I loved that blonde lady in the 80s that was just so neurotic. I loved her. And I feel like we might see her again.
Todd's
since we're
mom.
Getting more. Yeah, Todd, since we're getting
name?
More seasons. I would
Bowman. Kathy Bowman. Kathy Bowman.
That was good.
Yes, and then they had to move back to Chicago, and they had, like, a whole season worth of material of craziness. So that's a great...
Could they have, like,
maybe
the same...
Maybe a DJ, you never
the
know.
Same floor plan or whatever, but it looks so much better.
So much more upscale.
I could definitely see her popping up, for sure.
Yeah,
that's a good point. I even forgot about that. With the kids and everything and the dynamic, so who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more to see, and it's just a shame that we only get, like, 22 minutes each week for our episode, because we need more.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We're going to see what next week has in store for us. Thank you guys so much for watching. We are going to wrap this one up. Roseanne gets the chair. And then we will be back here next week to follow up on episode 4. Thank you so much for checking us out. Be sure to continue the conversation. Reach out to us. Let us know what you think about tonight, what you think about us, the show, the future, what you want us to talk about in the future. My name is Blake V. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media. And this is my beautiful, fabulous panel. Where can they find you?
I'm Jennifer Leone. Tweet me at Jennifer Leone TV and talk everything Roseanne. I'm down for it. I'm so excited.
And I'm Michael X. Shirley on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on AfterBuzz's Project Runway finale on Thursday night and Marvel TV Weekly on Mondays if you're into comic books.
Fabulous. That's going to do it for us, everyone. Have a great week. See you next Tuesday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.